Ethiopia's Prime Minister Meles Zenawi launched a furious attack Friday. Powerful interests seeking to prevent construction of a 5,200-megawatt dam on the Blue Nile in the highlands along the Sudanese border. Mr. Meles says the massive project would allow Ethiopia to earn precious foreign exchange from electricity exports. Traditional funding sources have dried up, largely due to opposition from environmentalists as well as from Egypt, which depends almost totally on the Nile for its water supply. Speaking to the opening session of an international hydropower conference, Mr. Meles vowed the $4.8 billion project would go ahead, even if impoverished Ethiopia has to pay the tab itself.
We are so convinced of the justice of our cause, so sure of the strength and rationality of our arguments, so convinced of the role of hydropower projects in eliminating poverty in our country, that we will use every ounce of our strength, every dime of our money that we can save to complete our program.
The Ethiopian leader blasted donors and lending agencies that have withheld support for the project, calling their actions unjust.
We need the support of all of our partners to build the dams, as our savings are inadequate. If our partners are deterred from doing so because of the noisy campaign of environmental extremists and some politicians with old-fashioned ideas, they will in effect be condemning millions of Africans to poverty. That cannot be just. That cannot be fair.
In comments to reporters after his speech, the Ethiopian leader held out hope that the post-Mubarak administration in Cairo might soften Egypt's long-standing opposition to upstream use of Nile water.
I'm still hopeful that the current government in Egypt will recognize that this project has nothing but benefits to Egypt. Nothing. I believe the Sudanese understand that this has nothing but benefits to them.
Mr. Meles said a change of heart by Cairo's new leaders could open the way for cooperative agreements, including a possible deal that would give Egypt partial ownership of the dam.
If there is a reconsideration of their views, then of course there will be time to discuss many issues, including possibly joint ownership of the project itself. We are open to such ideas.
Egypt's ambassador to Ethiopia, Tariq Gunim, told VOA his country is open to negotiations to reach an amicable solution to the Nile water dispute. He said he could not comment on Mr. Meles' proposal because he had not seen details, but said any agreement would be a win-win for all. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.